And for the transcript, this will be the IETF GNSO working session.
Thank you. So the recording has now started. Welcome formally to Olaf and Steve Sheng. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Just give a very brief introduction. I think I've heard a lot today. The issue of who is has been debated for over 10 years, and there are lots of policy issues on this topic, and it's a very difficult topic. Today, the focus is on the technical side. We shared, in a number occasions that there are quite a few technical limitations of the original WHOIS protocol, and that is not suitable as we move into the next generation. And recently, the IETF is chartered a working group to develop a web-based extensible registration data access protocol. And I'm happy to have Olaf here to give the presentation. So we will take questions towards the end. I want to begin by saying that in one of the early IETF sessions, I think Wendy, you were there in Paris, were making the point that the technical community develop the protocol and provide the capabilities, and then it's up to the policy communities to build policies on top of that. And I think Olaf is going to touch on that. So, but I want to make a quick distinction there. Olaf, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Steve. Yes, my name is Olaf Kolkman. I work for Anonet Labs, and I volunteer as a chair in the IETF WIRTS working group. Co-chair is Marek Kucherawi, and some of the slide where is stolen from other people. So, in the context of what is the context for WIRTS? If I'm not sounding completely coherent, that's because of the red eye and the jet lag kicking in, which makes me lose my English. But WHOIS is actually the context of WIRTS. As you all know, WHOIS is this weird thing where you basically type something in to a command line and you get a response. The response contains registration data. And what you get back is, it's unstructured. So the how is unstructured. The how for the question itself, how you ask the question, who is sidn.nl.nl.nl.nl, for instance, is the question here. How you ask that question is context dependent. You have to sort of know how to construct that query. How you get the information back is also unstructured, and what is in the information is context dependent and policy dependent. WIRTS is playing a role in separating the what and the how. The protocol is making that how more structured and standardize it. And enable what can be done in the several contexts that exists, and the decision about what is going to be put, what information is going to be served to users, is a policy question that is discussed in the broadest sense of the community. And I'm mentioning here several of those beasts, policy bodies. Protocol work is done in the IETF. And the IETF is chartered to create that how, to put it very simply. And create a how that allows for the various decisions about what to send on the line to take place. There's a very nice paper about, which I forgot the name. No, it doesn't come back. Anyway, allowing for the tussle to play out in the protocol so that the policy space can go either way. That's the paper's content, to paraphrase it. Anyway, standardize a single data framework deliver objects encapsulated in that frame for work over a RESTful service over HTTP and following requirements from earlier work on standardizing registration protocols. This is charted text. If this sounds a little bit vague, then that is because it's charted text. But this is more concrete. Produce a simple, easy-to-implement protocol supporting internationalized registration data and specify for name registries capturing the needs of internationalized domain names in the data model. To allow a possibility of differential services based on client authentication. So this protocol needs to be able to deal with authentication and then deliver a certain set of answers to one particular client and a different set of answers to other clients. For instance, law enforcement is interested in having might have interest in different content than the general public, and this is the way a protocol would support that. So I talked about RESTful. RESTful is a term of art. It's called it stands for representational state transfer, and it uses verbs like get, put, post, and delete to get objects from and to to web servers, essentially, or to servers or to databases. Those resources are generally represented by URIs, and the WIRTS protocol is very easy because it only uses the get verb. So basically what you do is you say, I want to get and then something that is represented by an URI, like on the bottom of the slide. I want to get a URI that is the operator is the abuse contact for the operator of an IP block, or the registrants for a certain domain. So that's the way you form the query. The answer you get back in a data structure that's called JSON, and I won't go into the details. Deliverables. We have a bunch of documents that describe all these protocols, all these things that go on the wire. It's using HTTP, so that's documented first. It's basically the transport layer, and some of the authentication mechanisms go in there. That document is actually finished, or almost finished. There is a working group last call going on. That means that the working group thinks there are no more issues. If there are more issues brought up, then we have to solve them. If not, this document will be submitted to the IASG for publication as an RFC, and there is an ITF last call, and the ITF process follows. There's a bunch of other documents, and I won't describe them all, but basically that gives the basic framework, the basic core specifications for doing the work. Currently, we're discussing within the working group to adapt other work, and I'll get into that in a second, specifically that search thing. The object inventory draft is actually an interesting draft. It basically looks at what are the objects that are currently served by a great many of TLDs. So that if decisions need to be taken about standardizing certain base functionality, that is the document we're looking at. So major issues, internationalized data issues, vCard for JSON, this is the list of issues, and federated authentication and search, those are the issues. Let's go into details. vCard for JSON, this is really going into the protocol depth, but in the responses we need to standardize contact information, and contact information for several types of contacts all share address data and telephone numbers and those kind of things. And that's a problem that we see elsewhere in the ITF as well, for instance in address databases. So there's a separate working group that went off, charted to provide a solution within a few months, to come with a standardized spec which we then use and encapsulate within the protocol spec. Internationalization issue, that's an interesting one. In the last ITF, my neighbor, Steve, here, reported on a comparison he did against the internationalized registration data working group, a group's final report. Our analysis in the working group was that basically all the requirements that are set in that document can be met by WIRDS. Domain name fields, the fields that need to be internationalized in the protocol according to that report should be the domain names, it should be name server fields, email and entity names, names and addresses. And in fact, all those fields can be internationalized within the WIRDS protocol, and the details of the way that is being done is currently ironed out. In the base spec, WIRDS will do a query response, so you have to essentially craft a question for an object that will always match. We're looking at search, how can we do search, and then there's a whole bunch of questions about what type of search you want to do. Substring searches, like do you want to search on something that is in the middle of a string? Do you only want to search on prefixes or anything? Unicode equivalences, if you have accents, do you treat those letters the same as the unaccented letters, and those are the easy cases? Boolean operators, all kinds of difficult things that you run into with search. The direction that the working group seems to go in, that is still an ongoing debate, is to keep it really simple. That's prefix matches on existing fields. But again, that is going around. An important part of the ITF culture is rough consensus and running code. Having both of those is actually a good thing. And there's a bunch of implementations out there that have been demonstrated in the working group. Not quite an interoperability test, but clearly things that people can talk to and test their implementation against. We had two BOFs in June. The working group was chartered. We had three meetings until now, and there's an active mailing list. If you want to contribute, please subscribe to the mailing list. That's where the work takes place. Next ITF meeting will be in Berlin. And these are further coordinates for if you want to join or read or look further on this work. Yeah. So far.
Thank you, Olaf. Questions? Mikey? Oh, okay. Mikey first.
Oh, that was nice. Sorry to all who are listening on headphones. Thanks, that's fantastic. My name's Mikey O'Connor, and among other things, I'm the chair of the Thick Who Is working group here at ICANN, here in the GNSO. And I need an education. If I'm going to presume that the distinction between a thick who is and thin who is well known to you. Could you describe how this would work for a thick registry as opposed to a thin registry? When I query it, would it look the same?
So one of the things that we're talking, one of the things that is available in the protocol is a redirection mechanism. If you are going to a place and that place doesn't have the answer, but it knows where to look for that answer, it will redirect to the place where the answer can be found. Another thing is the general bootstrap problem. That has not been solved yet, because we actually don't know how that's going to be solved in the real world. And the general bootstrap problem is that I type in a name for a certain registry, and I actually do not know where the server is that has that information. And that is, that needs an external knowledge broker, so to speak. I think those will start to exist once the protocol is out there. It might be that ICANN will operate one. I don't know. I'm speculating here. But that is at this moment is something that that we don't have solid thoughts on in the working group. But redirects do work, and I think those are the ones that you need to you can use in thin and thick Whois registry cases.
So this is Mikey again. Thanks, Olaf. Is there? And maybe I'm going to lean on Wendy just a little bit here, because you hang out in both places. Is there kind of a way that we in the Thick Whois working group could work with the IETF working group to educate ourselves on the implications of this protocol for the work that we're doing in our working group? What's the kind of procedural mechanism there? Because it seems to me...
I'm here.
Let me back up just one notch. One of the things that I was involved with was the working group that caused this working group to happen, which was the inter-registrar transfer working group a couple of generations back.
And this working group is your working group. It's not weird.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
This is all my... This is all the ICANN.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And one of the really big underlying reasons that we're tackling this issue the way we are is because of that redirect problem, which occurs when there's a change of registrant and the gaining registrar needs to verify the identity and contact information of the registrant at the losing registrar. And in Thick, it's pretty easy because it's all up in that one database. But in Thin, the gaining registrant doesn't really have a good mechanism to go find that out. And I don't want to tie up this meeting
with this
really narrow question, but I'm trying to figure out a way to get that communication channel going to see if there's a solution to a problem that's in my working group lurking in the work that you're doing. So I just want to make sure I don't tread on procedural toes here.
Well, let's... The procedural toes are... I don't think we have a procedural line between the working groups here. In these kinds of cases, it's best if individuals that... know about the game, play at both sides of those groups, and we're both open organizations in that sense, so that works. What we do have to make sure is that there's people who know those issues in both groups, and then I think we'll be fine. That's not a procedural answer as such, in the sense that these things work best if the people who are the interested parties or the stakeholders or however you want to call them know of the existence of where this work is done and join, and it's fairly lightweight and easy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question.
Peter Rimfort, this question is on behalf of FICPI, where we have discussed as you said, it's of great importance to have an easy and functional Whois system. And when it comes to when it comes to CCTLDs, we're quite used to have internationalized, so to speak, or nationalized, and with basically pretty good search systems, but it doesn't work on the internationalized base, and now we have both TLDs and subdomains in Cyrillic and Cantonese and whatever that also can be added to that, and we don't have so much time left to get a system that works. And I'm a little bit afraid when I still hear that you say that it can be internationalized and you have working groups and so, but when can we see a functional system that works? And the problem is that it's not just that the work you do, but it's also that it must be out there and function, and everybody must know about it so they can use it.
I'm thinking on how to answer this in the best possible way. We are organizing this work in the ITF to deliver a working and functional specification as soon as possible. The history of this was that within the RRR community, so the IP addresses community, people were working on standardizing a solution that would be interoperable over the IRR space. They brought that to the ITF and said, we would like to standardize this, and then the names people, so to speak, and that's the broad set of DNS related to his services, essentially said, we want to join too. We think this is a good thing to have, and we would like to join too. At that moment, the community decided, yes, let's do this, but let's make sure we work on a pretty tough schedule to get this done. So, and that's what we're trying to do now. That said, as soon as the specification is over, the ITF's work is done. Then it becomes an implementation task for the community, the interested people. The ITF has tried this before. It has done other protocols for registration data services, which the community did not pick up whatsoever. That failed. This might fail again. But the stakes are high. The elements of the protocol that need the functionality are there. And if you are interested, I would say join one of those teams here, write an implementation, and do the tests that you think are needed to be done. If it comes to search and you have very specific requirements or ideas about search, bring it to the mailing list.
Yeah, I just want to add on to Olaf's point. I think it's important to get it right too, to get right the protocol design. But having said that, once the protocol design work is done, this work we need to come back to the policy of the various policy communities, CCTLDs, in the ICANN sphere is probably coming back to the GNSO for adoption. So that work needs to be done as well. So,
all right. Thank you. I know Lars is in the queue. Lars is in the queue, and I think at that point we should close things off. It's been a Ching, I wasn't sure. Okay, so we'll have Lars and Ching, and then we'll call it a day. It's been a long day. It's an interesting subject, but we should draw a line under it at this point. Okay, so Lars, Ching, and then we'll call it a day.
Yes, it's another question from a remote participant, Liz Williams. I think it's referring to slide 8, and she's asking whether any of the major issues have an impact on the new TLD implementation pathway.
I cannot answer that.
I can answer that. I think the this protocol it's in development, and when it's finished, I think probably maybe some of the TLDs are already delegated. So this is not going to be in time for that. So if an applicant today, a new TLD applicant today should follow the guidelines, specifications set forth in the applicant guidebook, I think it's specification 4 on who is to implement those. So, yeah.
Thanks. So this is clearly a protocol under development that may or may not be adopted in the future, as Lars said. Lars, did you want to add something before Ching asked?
One thing is important. This is not about what is stored in these databases. It is not stored about. It's not about what internal policies are for GTLDs. It is only about making the data that is available in the database accessible for the outside. So from a policy perspective, I think that allows for a lot of tussle again.
Thanks, Lars. Ching, it looks like you're going to have the last word.
Thank you, Jonathan. I should be responsible for part of the conversation here. Thank you for the... I always show my extra, respect to people who are coming from the technical community. When you talk to the technical geeks trying to talk to the policy geeks, from time to time we're trying to build a bridge here. But just to warn you, and also a reminder to all of us here at the council or actually at the GNSO community, is a lot of learning process from us. I will hope that we will be able to greet you with more people in this room. But let me offer two kind of comments, and I will just shut myself up. First of all, is that we are going through this IRD recommendation too. You probably heard of on that particular transliteration. The internationalization registration data recommendation too, particular on how the registrant and registrar should deal with the internationalized or localized. Scripts. So we kind of deal with the situation here. You probably hear from Steve as well, is that we need to stop the process in order to wait for another expert group to have their result down first, and then we'll be able to move on our policy work. So it's just kind of a reminder for us and also to you, is that we pretty much relied on your works, and I will hope that a closer coordination on this. My second point, I literally forget this, but maybe I'll just jump offline. It's been a long day. I would get that second point I would like to raise.
I'll be giving a similar update throughout the week, so if it comes back, then...
Right, I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
All right, let's wrap it up at that point. Thank you, Ching, thank you, Steve, and thank you, Olaf, for your presentations in it. But we appreciate you taking the time to come and talk with the council about your work.
My pleasure.
Thank you. That wraps up the council weekend sessions, wraps up for Sunday and for the weekend. We'll look forward to continuing some of the topics online and
thanks, Jonathan.
During the course of the week. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. The idea just got vaguely